One thing you can do without investing in a new website is just sharing on social media and on your stories. And I teach my students what samples to get. And I say, share that, share client orders before they go out. So I just showed up really regularly and shared over and over and over again till I was attracting people because I offered products. It wasn't this like, what, you offer products? It was like, yeah, that makes sense.
You're listening to The Brands That Book Show, a podcast for creative entrepreneurs who want practical tips and strategies to build engaging brands and craft high-converting websites. We're your hosts, Davey and Krista, co-founders of a brand and website design agency specializing in visual brand design and show it websites. You're listening to The Brands That Book Show.
Today, I'm joined by photographer and business coach, Krista Renee. We're diving into ways you can avoid burnout as a service provider by adding products to your business. We're chatting why clients typically don't buy from online galleries and what you can do instead to increase your profit per session while still shooting less, all without feeling overly salesy. And even though a lot of the examples we share are photographer specific, I think that a lot of the principles talked about in this episode can be applied to most service-based businesses. If you're ready to stop trading hours for dollars, this episode is going to be a game changer for you. Let's dive in. Krista, I've known you for several years, and I've seen you go from only shooting weddings to really specializing in products and helping others diversify their offerings through printed products and just through things that aren't tied into their service. And so I'd love for you to just introduce yourself to our audience and maybe tell a little bit of your story.
Sure. Yeah. I'm so excited to be here. I just adore you and Davey and everything you're doing. I've been a longtime customer and fan of yours, but I'm Krista. I was in the photography industry for about 10 years based in Greenville, South Carolina, which is about 2 hours from Charlotte, 3 hours from Charleston. And I really built up a good solid business there. Since then, I've pivoted and now I coach photographers who are wanting to add in products and be able to grow their sessions. But I'm a wife, I have a little 5-month-old, I have a little dog, and I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, and I'd love for you to share a little bit about what drove you to start offering prints and products in your own business, because I know that you went through a season of pretty intense burnout. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. So basically, Krista, it happened when Edward and I got married. I had been building up to that point, like been in college, building my business, and you know, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, from being a photographer, there's a ton that goes into it. I had pivoted to weddings from portraits. I actually had started with portraits because you can only mess up someone's portrait session so much, right? And I had really, really loved it. But I kept hearing like, you need to do weddings. Like that's how you be sustainable. That's how you be full-time as a photographer. You really can't buy portrait sessions. And I was like, well, I want to be that six-figure photographer. I love this. I don't want to go work for anybody else. I want to make this happen. And I remember the year after my husband and I got married, our tax bill came in and I felt like I had been shot, where I was like, this is like, I just remember that moment of like, this is not working. Like something needs to change. I'm so frustrated. And I think the thing is people think, oh, you shoot weddings on the weekends, but all the wedding marketing, everything you have to have, like it is a huge thing. And I know you have a lot of wedding photographers listening who would agree. And there's a lot involved with that. And what I was charging for weddings, what I think I could charge the marketing involved, it just wasn't aligning with what I wanted to build and where I was headed with where I was at now. It felt very far off and very distant to get to that level.
Yeah. So I think that you think like, okay, I'm going to start this and I'm going to charge. And at the time, it seems like a lot, like $2,000, $3,000 for a wedding. And then you do the math over how much time you're working every week to edit those weddings and book the clients and do all of the marketing. And you realize like, wow, like I am exhausted. And so it does feel like there's a cap and that you can only raise your prices so much or do so many weddings in a year. And then it's like you're maxed out on time.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. And all your weekends. Obviously, most of them are Saturdays. You can only take one wedding on a Saturday. And Krista, I did try like an associate team. I went that route for a bit and it didn't feel aligned. Like I was like, there has to be something else here. So around that time, I hired my first coach who came alongside and was like, Krista, if you want to add portraits back in, like you love them, you can do it in a much more sustainable way. You can scale it really big and it could be like any time through the week. And I was like, sold, all in, like, this is great. Like, where do I sign? Because that is what I was looking for. And so since then, I've invested with, you know, other mentors and other courses, other education. I've tested and tried what works and what doesn't until now. I've been in, you know, the product space for 4+ years now with a, you know, a portrait side of my business that is focused on products that scaled like very much past weddings. And I still took weddings. I actually loved weddings just in a smaller, like a smaller scale where it was brides that I really was passionate about serving, but I could build up this really strong portrait line beside it. So much so eventually portraits, I was doing double from my portrait line versus what I was making from weddings. And I was doing over 6 figures in weddings.
That's impressive. Like, do you feel like you had a big gap in your own mind to think that you could add those products, especially because I think that so many of us, when we're just getting started, it's hard to imagine that someone is going to pay that much money for not only our services, but also our products.
Absolutely. I think the mindset piece, Krista, is like a huge part of it. It definitely was different than most, like almost all of my education leading up to that point in the industry. There wasn't like a ton on this. And so it was like, I mean, I think this can work. I have a few friends this is working for. I hope it can. And Krista, one thing I tell my students is I got told no all the time. I still get told no all the time. But understanding your why and, you know, what it's worth, knowing your numbers, that's something I really focus on a lot with my students of like, I think, Krista, a lot of photographers miss, like, if I'm charging whatever, $300-$400 for a session, 30% is going to taxes, their gas, you know, equipment, their, you know, storage fees. Like, there's a lot of costs taken out. And this way just became so much more profitable and allowed me to bring in so much more. So, Krista, like, once I had a few of those big sales, I was like, there's something here. But yeah, I definitely had to and still continue working on my mindset about this.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's something all of us business owners face. Like, even in my personal life, I've recently had to remind myself that, like, it's okay for people to say no. Like, not everyone is going to say yes to things. And, like, that rejection, I can't take it personally. And so I would think that that's so huge for you, especially when you're asking someone to buy these products for you and you don't know what they're going to answer, especially like just getting started.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. And so I think like sticking with it is big. And, you know, I tell my students on a day I got told no, like this is not what I want. I had an over $3,000 sale and you really have to, you know, same with weddings. It was like that in the wedding industry, right? You get told no for a date and a much better inquiry comes along that books. Like you really have to like see big picture here and not quit when it does get hard.
Are there certain products that you started with that felt like an easier intro into diversifying your offerings?
Yeah, great question. One of the tips I had gotten from a mentor at the beginning was just keep it simple. Like if you're confused, your clients are confused. So for me, I really just focused on wall art, so professionally framed portraits and albums. I have 2 album sizes, and that was a really great way to step into it with that line of wall art, those albums. Since then, I had scaled it. I do custom framing, which means I have unlimited options and almost unlimited frames and, you know, in between albums. But just starting simple to get going, I think, is key.
Yeah. So we have a template in our shop that offers like albums for a few different companies.
Yes, and I put that
together because when I was a photographer, I ran into the same issue you did, where it's like you're getting these resources from your album company and there's so many colors and so many swatches. And then all of a sudden it's like, how do I present all of these options to my client in a way that makes sense and is streamlined and doesn't overwhelm them? So I think I put it together in a way that makes it like a step-by-step process where they're picking their size and then their color and then any extras in a way that is easy for them to understand. And I would think that regardless of the product that you're offering, this process is probably like similar. So whether it's wall art or albums or even prints, like the more you can simplify it, the easier it's going to be for someone.
Yeah, absolutely, Krista. And I'd used your guide. And I remember like I think you gave this tip on your email list. Like, hey, just blast it out. I think in December, like a pre-sale. And a bride bought, I think like 4 or 5 albums just from your guide. And I can't remember, Krista, if I think I had started like offering products that year. So I implemented it with weddings. And I think the other benefit of them buying a guide like that is a lot of my selling is virtual. I think people get in their head, I have to have a studio, this and that. Like, no, like actually my biggest sales have all been virtual. So it's helpful, even if you have that page pulled up with your client on a Zoom call, it's helpful for them to see it, then try to hold up little swatches before and things, and to order all those swatches can be a lot. So I definitely recommend like having a good page with all those options for sure.
Okay. That's awesome. I mean, that's good to hear too, that you don't have to do it like actually in person, because I think that traditionally this has been called in-person sales, right? And I feel like that's just so hard for people to get together, and so many photographers don't live near their couples. I know when I worked in Annapolis, so many of our couples were remote. They came in to get their wedding at the new United States Naval Academy, and so they're military, and they were all over the world.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, Krista. And I think that stops a lot of photographers. They think of like this very traditional, like old man with the big camera, and they go and buy their like superposed portraits. And that's not what it is at all. So I believe that every season is worthy to be printed. I mean, I just had my daughter 5 months ago. I hired one of my students to do the photos, because even though like I do this, I was like, I just want her to take care of my products for me. So again, like, it doesn't have to be in person. You know, COVID changed a lot. Even clients who live locally sometimes just prefer Zoom. Sometimes it's easier now for me with my daughter. You can still have really big sales just adding in a few virtual touch points.
Yeah, especially like with the timing, once you are working with moms and dads who maybe work all day and then they'd have to get a babysitter to come be with you. So I'm sure that just streamlines their life so much.
For sure. One of my students texted me the other day, and she had had a $5,000 sale just on a Zoom reveal.
Wow.
And sent me a picture and just had her baby sleeping on her lap.
Like, that's it doesn't, amazing.
Yeah, I think we think it has to be this whole production, and it really doesn't.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. So you mentioned wall art and albums. Did you also at that time offer galleries? Can you talk a little bit about like galleries where people can order prints? Because I think that so many people do that just like by default. That's how they deliver their images. And I'd love for you to share a bit more about advice for that.
Absolutely. So the way I have it set up, Krista, is I offer both the digital and the print in my bundles. So every client who comes to me for a session actually gets to walk away with tangible prints. It's a really great system. And whatever that client purchases, Krista, we master retouch and we do deliver in an online gallery so they can obviously share online as well as purchase more products from. But Krista, what I teach students is the way I was able to scale to that multi-six-figure level wasn't selling things in the online gallery. And I'm happy to go in the reasoning for that, but it was that touch point outside the gallery that sealed those sales.
What do you think some of the reasoning is for why people aren't just ordering directly from a gallery?
Sure. Well, one thing is, Krista, like my ideal client is a young family, or it was a bride, maybe in the busiest seasons of their lives. And so it really comes down to, first of all, people are just busy. They really don't have time for this. And I always laugh if I have a photographer I'm talking to say, I don't have time to add this in, my clients won't want it. And I'm like, that just shows like how busy we are. Like, take care of this for them. You know, it's a touch point that you're adding in, but really serves them so well. The other thing I think, Krista, is again, people don't really see the value of it unless you really walk them through it. And a great thing to ask your clients is, what do you plan to do with these? I even think for myself, for Edward and I remember we had a friend take a portrait of us. We were 6 months married. Now we're coming up on 6 years. And I framed it and put it in my house. I still have it there. I was staring at it just the other day. Krista, I don't know where those digitals are in that gallery. Like, I don't, you know, people come in and I don't pull up that gallery from 6 years ago and show them, but I have that picture in my home that I stare at and that I enjoy. And we don't really share the value of it. People might not know. They might have never worked with a photographer who's full service. Also, Krista, I think it's overwhelming, right? To very few people have, you know of a great frame shop and a great printer to print their favorite and then go get it framed and what size they need, what color frame they should get, like what image is best framed. And we can take this off of their plate. And first of all, it's really fun. Second of all, it just ensures these images aren't just going to live on the cloud.
Yeah, which I think as a photographer is so disheartening. I have baby books for the boys and they're just like casual phone pictures. But like I have a list of like, oh, I'm missing all of these months in both of their books. And like I'm on my computer all day, but I just like don't put that aside. Like it's hard to remember to do that. And so I remember as a photographer too, I would get emails from people like years later, like long after their galleries expired. And they're asking me like if they can download those or like get an album. And I'm like, wow, it's been like 7 years.
Yes. Yep. I had that all the time. I even had an email the other day, Krista, and the wedding actually had been 10 years ago. And I'm grateful I actually still had the gallery, but like I wasn't offering products at that time for that wedding. I wish I could have served them so much better and they could have had a decade of enjoying a beautiful album rather than 10 years later being like, oh yeah, we should probably get that done. And I don't put the client down for that. That's a level of service that I was missing offering them.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I first started shooting, we delivered images on a DVD, like an album, how people pop into their computers. And like, and my kids don't even know what that is. Like they have found those discs and they're like, what is this? Does this still work? And I think I maybe have like an old drive that could plug into one of our computers, but like they don't even make that anymore. Like computers don't come with those drives. And so if you think about like the photos that are so special to us, like we have a lot of hand-me-down photos that were our grandparents and they're all printed. And had they been delivered on like a floppy drive or whatever like archaic system like existed a long time ago, like we wouldn't have those images. So like prints just last so much longer than all of those things.
Yeah, they really do. And that's one thing my first coach had encouraged me to do. When I transitioned to this, I was like, I don't really necessarily think I prioritize this. And she encouraged me, okay, well, stop, print some photos around your house of your family, which at the time was just Edward and I, do that first. And I encourage my students to do that. So I did that. And Krista, I still have those photos on the wall. I realized how many times I sit there and just stare at them of Edward, and it was just Edward and I, but like, it was so special. Like that was so impactful to me. I tell my students to do the same and they see the impact. I hired one of my students who actually charges more than I do to do my daughter's newborns, and she did her album, and I didn't buy wall art from her because I was like, this is literally my thing. I have a very strong relationship with my custom framer, and I still haven't gotten anything printed and framed because like, you often just don't get to it. And so there's definitely a gap there. And photographers have this space that if they step into it, they could make so much more. Like there's so much money we leave on the table as photographers. And I did it for years with weddings and with portrait sessions.
And I think that's probably true for so many business owners. I think that not just for the photographers, but I think there are probably so many people out there who they're leaving money on the table because they don't know what they could add to their lineup to diversify their offering and maybe not do so much like hand-on work, like charging hourly.
Yeah, I agree, Krista. And I know for you guys, you have templates and guides that people can purchase, and I've purchased them and they're awesome. And I say, you know, it's a common business thing. It's easier to upsell a current client than to pay to go find a new client, right? Like it makes more sense. And so that's how, Krista, I had a student who tripled her income taking 10 less sessions because she was able to bring in so much more per session. That's great if you can have additional products for any of your clients to purchase with you.
Yeah. And I think that probably gave her so much more time and freedom back. I know for us, we have definitely like made so much more money because we've added these products to our lineup and it's given us a lot more freedom. And kind of like you, we can be more selective about the clients that we do work with. You don't just have to feel like you have to take everybody just to hit a certain salary level.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I always work with you for websites and everything, because it's like, sure, I could tape it together myself. I've done that. It doesn't work. But, you know, just finding a resource where it's done right. Even if you spend more with them, like it's just so much worth it. And it's like a win-win for both of us. Like you've now done 3 websites for me. You know, I keep coming back to you because like we have such a good system down. And then, you know, for me as the client, like someone knows your system, it's worth paying that extra, Krista, for those added pages on that I wanted than trying to figure something else out.
I never told you this, but you'll appreciate this. My assistant a few weeks ago was like, if only every one of our clients could be like Krista Renee.
That's hilarious. I was, okay, story for Krista, you guys. I was about to have my baby. I think I hired you 1 month before I had her via C-section. And I was like, Krista, I think I just shot you an email one day. I was like, I have this idea. Like, what do you think? And meanwhile, I had a friend who had hired a website designer who took 9 months to finish her website. I kid you not, y'all. Krista was waiting on me for stuff. And like, I was on it because I'm like about to have this baby. Like, we got to get this done. Maybe it was like 2 months before, but like, you were waiting on me for stuff and I was pretty on it. Like that is how fast, like had baby, we launched, we were good to go, launched a podcast. It was wild.
I think it could have been 3 weeks because sometimes when I'm doing discovery calls, people ask me how long it takes to go live with a website. I'm like, well, we've had people take 2 years, which is not ideal for anyone. And we had a client recently go live in 3 weeks. And I was like, that's not normal. Like she was having a baby and she was really fast and on top of things. But, and I think that that is also one of the great things about, we already had products that you could visualize moving into. And so that's another thing that you do with your clients. You give them a visual representation of what their images could look like in this space. And so I think that regardless of what products that you add to your lineup, the more that you can simplify it for people, the more you can give them like a visual of what it's going to look like if they buy this thing, how their life is going to change, I think the more success you're going to see.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. And we do that by having that touch point actually before we even shoot the session. Is I walk into a session, Krista, if I've handled my process well that I teach, I walk into a session already knowing what products my client wants to walk away with. And Krista, like that changes how I shoot the session, right? Like I used to walk into family sessions with my list of shots. And when I started to really like dig into that with the client, I realized, oh, she doesn't want individuals of the kids because they did school pictures. She wants the family shot, walking, swinging the kid. And I knew like, hey, I need to focus on that if, you know, we only have whatever, 10 minutes before it rains or the kids lose it or something. And along with that, I know what to shoot for that is going to print well, that will frame well in a big frame, or maybe they want a big album. So I want to get a lot of those like in between shots or details of like a nursery. And so I can go into it already having an idea of that by painting the picture for the client ahead of time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it probably saves you work too, because you know what to focus on editing wise, like what she's actually going to care about versus what she might not care about.
For sure. And I live in South Carolina. Like it is so humid. I built up a good solid line like at the beach at Hilton Head a few hours away. And so because of that, I'm really able to focus on the images they love, make sure those are great. Like you said, like really, you know, hone in what I'm shooting. I think us wedding photographers think like we have to shoot 1,000 shots per second to be good. And like, that's not the case. That can be very overwhelming to clients. I think of even Edward and I, when I've had, you know, friends, we do swaps and someone gives me a gallery of 80 images. I don't have anything to do with 80 digitals, right? Like it might be different if you're doing a website and need all these branding photos, but like I'm picking maybe my 10 favorites to, you know, share digitally. And then maybe like my 2 or 3 to print. And those are the ones I end up seeing the most.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. If someone is going to start offering products, can you share a few tips for marketing these products that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, absolutely, Krista. So the first one is share that you're doing it. So I hired you to do my website, my new website. We had done one before on weddings and I wanted to pivot to portraits. Probably, Krista, I'd been offering them and doing it for probably over a year at that point. I don't encourage anyone to like spread themselves too thin, but I wanted like a good place where the moment they go on my website, they knew like, she focuses on products. Like that was so clear on the header, on the first page. And same, Krista, one thing you can do without investing in a new website is just sharing on social media and on your stories. And I teach my students what samples to get. And I say, share that, share client orders before they go out. So I just showed up really regularly and shared over and over and over again till I was attracting people because I offered products. It wasn't this like, what, you offer products? It was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, this is what I was looking for. And same with weddings. I shared all about the wedding albums that came in and how I structured my wedding packages is every bride who came to me got some type of album. Eventually I had that pricing model and that was something really important to me. So just showing up and just sharing on repeat. We're competing with so much noise. So it feels like oversharing to you, someone might get a glimpse of it.
Yeah. I think that I've heard like 7 touch points before somebody makes a purchase or like accepts an offer. We talk a lot about building a mailing list. And so I would think that for somebody who is doing physical products like you do, that would be huge.
Yeah. So when you do an email list, Krista, like it is helpful if you want people to like be the first to know and have that urgency. So there's a lot of ways that you can, you know, have people sign up there. I have a student who sells everything out just on her email list. I did that along with sharing just on repeat on Instagram and made that really powerful while having like, you know, maybe a, you know, a first come first serve email list for people. I say, just like you said, the more touch points, the better. You're competing with so much noise. So however you can show up, show up. Gauge what's working and like really focus on that.
And do you also educate people about these offerings, your collection guide when people first inquire so that they kind of know what to expect?
Yeah, great question, Krista. So again, on my website, I have a lot of products listed. And then what I personally did is I would have an email just automated, go right to them saying, this is what I focus on. This is what I specialize in. Let's pop on a call. So even before we chatted, and I actually did it via call to really make sure I shared the value, which was huge. It led to a much higher conversion rate. I think that was something really important is just to start right off the bat sharing about what you do, why you do it, and that you'd love to help them document the season fully.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have any other tips that we didn't talk about episode yet?
Great question. So I would say, Krista, I think the biggest holdup I see photographers have is they focus so much on the technical side of their photography they don't seem to ever make that jump and talk about the business side. And that's why I think your podcast is so powerful, because you take all these, you know, different entrepreneurs and you do chat about the different business pieces. And that's something really vital. And there was a huge change, Krista. Like, the moment I put the effort into the business side of my business is when huge growth happened. And yes, you need to have consistent images. You need to know how to shoot a wedding in any lighting style. But let's move past that and continue growing the business side. And that's why, Krista, like, I've coached photographers who come to me on social media. It looks like they're crushing it. They have the most refined work, but like, it's just not adding up, right? And I've coached other photographers with maybe not the most refined work, maybe not the best Instagram feed, but they're having like multi-thousand dollar sales because they set up the business piece right. So that's something that I would encourage any entrepreneur doing, is get good at your craft, but don't neglect the business side. That's even more important.
Yeah, I think that it's easy to just fall in love with your craft and then forget that you actually have to figure out how to make money in this and not just be working your tail off all the time so that you become burned out like you did. And we've also faced seasons of burnout, so we get that too. Okay, so I'd love for you to share where people can find you and learn more about you. And then if you have anything, any helpful resources for them to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram. We take a lot of time each day connecting with photographers there. It's at Krista. Now I'm Krista with a C-H underscore Renee, R-E-N-E. And if you just DM us there, we'd love to connect with you if you have any other questions. I have a lot of, you know, resources on Instagram as well for photographers wanting to and considering to make the jump. And I as well have a podcast that you are going to be on shortly, which I'm excited for. And so that's another great way that I have free content about what I do. It's called the Uncapped Photographer Podcast.
Awesome. I know. I'm really excited to hop on it with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And yeah.
Thank you so much for having me, Krista. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brands That Book Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, and sharing this episode with others. For show notes and other resources, head on over to davianchrista.com.